Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 116. I'm Mike Earl.
I am Randy Orvis.
Are you back a number?
Yeah.
Welcome. We're here Thursday night, a little after 8, as usual. August 22nd is the date of the day. Still one more Thursday in August.
Thankfully. I feel like I just flipped the calendar. Randy, you did.
Last week, the 15th.
And I'm going to be flipping again soon.
Well, probably not. Let's be honest. You'll probably wait for like a week or two.
That's all right.
Especially since the first podcast isn't going to be until like the 5th. So you'll at least be 5 days in before. Anyways. Welcome. This is what we do. Bleed Geek. We talk about tech and anything else we feel
that is necessary to talk
about. Fantasy football. We might talk about that. Got to get amped up. Multiple drafts for the weekend. And there's one on Monday that you probably don't care about, but probably involves you at some level.
Is that the new one? No that's the
ESPN one.
Yeah. No, I never emailed him back to say I was in.
You never. He asked who was out. Tricky. Anyways.
Damn.
Moving on. So it's been a...
Let's just kick it off.
A regular... that's been slow. I feel like it's like we're in the hot days of summer and no one has any news. There's some news. So why don't we... Since we're talking about NFL, why don't we just start with that? It's football, whatever. So...
Whatever. Did you say football is whatever?
I said, so whatever. Let's go with it. We'll check the tapes on that. So NFL is obviously a hot commodity when it comes to anything, really. Branding-wise, like getting a partnership with them is big money, right? They're just like, it's like free money if you could do anything with the NFL, basically. Right?
Free money. Except not really free.
Like, you know, Papa John's, the official pizza of the NFL, or Bridgestone, the official tire of the NFL.
How much do you think it costs to get like a true sponsorship like that? That's just pretty crazy.
Diet Pepsi, the official, yeah, it's probably. So anyway, they keep their. We talk about cord cutting a lot here on Bleed Geek, as we are both cord cutters in some sense, and you know, there's a TV revolution that is happening before our eyes with Netflix and whatever. We always talk about the biggest issue with cord cutting is sports, right?
Sports.
And especially, well, for us at least, because we don't watch anything but football, me more than you, because you'll watch it for like the first half season and be like, is football still on? Who cares?
It's funny. That's exactly what I was telling Nicole. I'm like, she's like, do you watch a lot of football? I was like, well, I'm pretty amped when the season starts. You know, I'm like down at Mike's all morning or all afternoon, all day. Then Call of Duty's on. So I got to go play that. Then it just sort of, like, phases out by, like, November.
Right. You're like, what? Football's still on? Whatever.
Anyways.
So, but anyway, DirecTV's got that pretty much on lockdown as far as... it's really hard, like, football... Or not football. So, hockey, the NHL, the MLB, and the NBA all have apps that you can pretty much get on. They have it on Apple TV. You could pay...
There's an app for that.
Every game. I think they have stuff on Roku, maybe. I know they have stuff on the Xbox, Google TV, all three of those. But you know where NFL is? It's nowhere.
It's nowhere.
It was on the PlayStation, but they didn't renew to get that deal again this year. So the only way to get it is if you're a Verizon customer to get the NFL Sunday ticket. But their contract is up in 2014.
Oh,
so that means this season
snap.
And next season. And supposedly, you know who's talking to him about getting the rights to that?
Google. Sergey.
Well, I don't know. Probably not Sergey. He's probably like, I'm making potatoes and hamburgers with these stem cells while I'm driving around because this car drives itself so I can still do other
while
things.
While I'm controlling balloons floating around.
While I'm getting internet from this balloon that I created.
While I'm...
Using my Google Glass to take pictures
that's
of it all.
Damn. Beat me to the Google Glass.
While laughing and throwing money out the window. So anyway, it's probably someone on the YouTube side. I don't know. So anyway, supposedly Google is in talks to somehow, maybe they would bring it to an internet medium somehow. I mean, that would be a huge, if someone could get the NFL, I think they can blow up the TV networks in reality. But even when it was on PS3 last year, it was like $300 or $400 to get the Sunday ticket for a season.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but people do it.
That's crazy. Why don't you do it? Right, that's $400. Yeah, but you know how much football you could watch? Randy, you
I still watch a lot of football. 12 hours every Sunday. Ask Danny. She'll be like, yeah, it's like fraternity. I don't know. But anyway.
She's going to come hang out with me on right, Sundays.
Right. As the season moves on, see? She just can take it less and less. No, but I don't know. It'd be interesting if somehow they brought something to YouTube or maybe incorporated it. Maybe the only reason they're really meeting is for their Google Fiber. They want to get something going where they, 'cause they have cable there too, right? Wherever they have Google Fiber, you can get Google Cable. I don't know.
Nice.
Be a craziness to somehow bring the...
That would be sweet.
Whoever can bring the NFL to the internet will make a lot of money.
To the interwebs.
I mean, they have that deal with Microsoft for the Xbox One, but that's not real TV. That's like a stat tracker on the side of your TV, which... Who watches TV without their computer in their lap these days anyway, right?
I have no idea.
Unless you're actually watching a movie. But I have... Yeah. Neither here nor there. Moving on. So... That's that. I don't know how else to... So Bradley Manning, may have heard of him recently.
Yes.
Most people actually probably have in reality recently in the news for releasing some documents to WikiLeaks. And now he's going to be a girl, I guess. Some weird twist of events that just happened there.
Pretty much.
Kind of like makes me very uninterested in the story all of a sudden in reality.
Is what it is.
But I just like to cut it off at he got sentenced to 35 years and forget anything happened after that. Cause
right.
It's just
no, that's acceptable.
But anyway, he got 35 years sentenced.
That seems
currently.
Crazy.
Like it's too much or too little? Or do you think, are you
too little.
The Viva La
I mean, too
information
much.
Should be free revolution here?
No,
or?
No, there's some stuff.
Now there's all this journalism is democracy or people are getting, you know, like.
It's crazy. I don't know. It's too much.
Supposedly
there's
the NSA
people that have done
some,
worse. Yeah. There's people that have done worse that got less time than that. So either he got too little or they got too... Or he either got too much or
I
they got too
little. I honestly don't even know what it is he leaked other than classified information.
Yeah, it was stuff just about the... Basically about the war. Like, there's some video... Like, I've seen some of the videos that he leaked and stuff where it was... You know, where innocent people had gotten killed and whatnot.
Right.
I mean, some sad stuff. But it's also, I mean, I think a lot of people realize also that it's still a war and there's, you know, like, yeah, it's just war and it's never good.
That's
true. For either side. So.
World peace. That's what we're going for, right?
War is good for the economy.
It is. So you think we need
so
a
we
war?
Don't so we don't have the cliffhanger.
That's good. The cliffhanger's no good. Let's have a war. So anyway, yeah. That's just kinda relevant to the whole WikiLeaks and technology world there and
it's, I think
culture,
that's
culture
gonna be a bit like information leaks is gonna be a huge buzzword for the next probably.
It's kind of like how
3 years.
Last year was like the year of the hacker. This year seems to be the year of the leaks, right?
Yeah.
Like with NSA. And supposedly they read 75% of all United States traffic, internet traffic or something. Was
seems
that what
legit.
They that was what they
yep.
released?
75.
That's not bad, right? So,
so
if we had two other people here, I'd be fine.
Exactly.
Or you'd be fine, and I'd be screwed.
Or they're reading just 75% of your traffic and 75% of mine.
Nah, I bet they don't see me at all.
Oh, nice. Yeah. They're like, he's got a pretty sweet beard.
Like a ghost.
They're looking through your camera. They're like, eh, he's got a beard. We'll let him go.
Like a ghost in the wires type of thing.
It makes you want to get that Pirate Bay browser, huh?
I should get that. Did you get it?
No.
Yeah.
Still haven't done it.
I've been meaning to, Mike.
I was just telling somebody about it last night.
We talked about it. Fair enough.
Just telling. Anyways.
Xbox. So, GameCon, I believe is what it's called. It's been going on this week in Germany.
Yes.
The European big, sort of their equivalent of E3, I guess. So there's obviously going to be Xbox news, so we'll kick off with that. They said the Xbox and the Kinect will not be sold separately in any way. They're not two separate consoles. They're one thing. They work together. That's that. And they'll have 23 titles at launch. supposedly. Which seems
does that
like,
seem crazy?
Like it seems like just a little, or does it seem like a lot to you?
I think that seems like a lot for a brand new console coming out.
A lot like of. Well,
I think about like when the Wii came out, and there was like
Wii Sports.
Six games, I think, that were out available for it.
No, I think there was quite a few, I bet.
Maybe but, if you're counting but, the Japanese ones,
but then,
too.
But then it's the same issue that is going on with the... Okay, so, like, if you look down the list of Xbox games that are going to be available at launch, I guarantee Madden 25 is on there, which how hard could that be when it's coming out on every other console ever made as well?
Right.
Including the Xbox 360. Call of Duty.
Ghost.
Which isn't exclusive. It's going to be on the 360. Right. And the NBA, whatever the big four sports get socked.
NBA Jam,
FIFA,
Need for Speed.
Yeah, whatever. Gran Torino, Gran Turismo. It's probably coming out on PlayStation, but whatever. So I mean, like half the launch titles are gonna be not exclusive. You know what I mean? They're gonna be ported games. I mean, how much better is it? Are you really going to be able to see a difference? And what if it's a game you already have? Are you going to pay $10 more? Is it Amazon or GameStop? One of them's doing a deal where you can send in your old game and pay $10 and get the new version.
That's pretty sweet.
You can only do it with one game, though. Are you taking a picture right now?
No.
It's like, that's weird. And the PlayStation announced that it will come out on November 15th is their launch date. And they had a list of games. Again, half of them are the same as the Xbox launch ones. I will point out that November 15th, I guess the 18th, so I was close, but not dead on. You heard it here first, minus 3 days.
True.
So that was really the biggest news. You were talking about Ubisoft?
Yeah, Ubisoft had tweeted on Monday that they are, maybe it was Friday, must have been Friday because it was last Friday, that they are releasing Tom Clancy's The Division, which was only going to be...
Is that the scary game? No.
No, it's
what game were you talking about that was scary?
Last week?
Yeah.
That was the one that was in the...
Amnesia. Neither here nor there. Anyway, Ubisoft, Splinter Cell.
The Division. They
Is
had announced
Splinter
originally...
Cell The Division?
No.
Does that have anything to do with Splinter Cell? No. Or did I make that part up?
You made that up.
Cool.
It's a MMO-style first-person shooter game. So you can like actually group up with teams to complete missions and stuff like that. It looks super crazy. And I was kind of bummed that it
How
wasn't...
How does somebody not run around just killing everybody?
You probably
being
could.
Being a jackass.
You probably could.
Right? Like that... Because it's MMO, right? Like,
right.
There's
you
just...
probably could.
It's like open world. Just like in your zombie games, right?
Yep. You probably could. But...
is that what you're going to do?
They are releasing it for PC. It was only supposed to be on Xbox and PlayStation, and I was kind of bummed. But somebody created a petition, and Ubisoft...
Did you sign it?
I did. And Ubisoft posted a thing on Friday saying, you guys spoke and we listened. It'll be coming out on PC as well.
Does that make you feel like your voice was heard?
Yeah.
Do you respect Ubisoft more than you did before?
No.
Did they just get $60 out of you?
Yeah.
All right. So, anyways, do you have any other game news? There's a lot of game news that's been coming out, but
no, I heard
neither of us are two super crazy gamers, I guess.
No, they
I mean,
did
you more than me, but you're a PC gamer.
They did not release some more video for
Destiny.
No, I they don't did. Care about that one. The
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Not Mech Warrior. The
Titanfall.
They showed more video
I didn't
for
see that.
That. It looks sweet. And already look. It's
that
already...
that one actually is Xbox One exclusive, right?
Yes.
Interesting. It looked good though.
Yeah, it looks very good. Like it. There's a couple games coming out for Xbox exclusively that is making me want an Xbox. Killer Instinct.
Best Buy is going to allow people to, they're reopening their launch day pre-orders.
Interesting.
On the 24th, Saturday, I believe, at noon. This is your PSA if you want to get it. You have to put 10% down. I don't know if it's both the Xbox and the PlayStation. I think it's just the PlayStation. I'm not sure about the Xbox. I know for sure that the PlayStation is a part of it. You have to put 10% down, and then you have the choice of either making payments or you could just pay it off when it comes out.
Hmm.
So, I mean, if you...
That's a cool feature.
Right. So you could, you know, work on it as you go. I mean, that's nice, right? Mm. So...
Are you going to get one?
No. Not for a while, probably.
No?
I'll wait till... I mean, there's nothing that's super compelling to me.
Is it because you just don't play games as much anymore?
Part of it. Like, Titanfall looks cool, but, like, how much would I really play it that'd make it worth $450 or $550 because it's on Xbox?
Right.
Whereas the game I know I'll play this fall is Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
And that's going to come out on the generations that I already have. So. And if I bought...
Do you think it'll look better
on
the new
consoles? If I bought two games, I know I would still end up playing Grand Theft Auto and the other one would just sit on the shelf somewhere.
GTA looks pretty sweet, too.
Plus... I mean,
would you get Killer Instinct?
It would be pretty awesome.
Man,
the other thing is, with the
Xbox
360, I mean, when they launched, all those launch consoles eventually ended up with Red Ring of Death. Really, like, I bet 75% of them.
Right.
I could almost guarantee there's not one still out there. Now, I mean, there's probably a couple, but right. Yeah, there's going to be bugs at first. Yours is new, isn't it?
Nope.
It's a refurb. Oh, you fixed the Red Ring of Death, didn't
yep.
you? And I went through a Red Ring of Death, too, maybe.
I was there.
Yeah. I think I had two, though. I think I'm on my third Xbox.
Gotcha.
Or maybe I still... Maybe it's only the second one. But I know, yeah.
I remember that Corey's when it happened.
Because you jinxed it, right? Anyways. Yeah. So, I mean, there's hardware features. Like, I don't care about software stuff you could patch, obviously, and... I mean, hardware is at a point this day and age where, especially something this huge, you would hope there wouldn't be anything, but you never know.
Right.
There's still always at risk when you get the first time out. I mean, look at how many iterations both the Xbox and the PlayStation have been through.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, but look how old they are as well.
7-8 years, right?
Yeah.
Like, look how small they eventually made the PS2.
Well, look.
It's like that.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I remember when the PS2 came out. I mean, it's...
I do still have my launch PS3, though, I will say.
Because it was, yeah, they were huge. PS2s when they came out.
Yeah, they're like, I still have a big one.
Do you?
That works.
Yeah. PS1 was where it was at.
But really, I mean, if we're being honest, I've been spending all my time on Nintendo 64 lately, so... Hey.
Makes sense. Did you get any more games?
Huh?
Did you get any more games?
No, I just played Mario.
Makes sense.
Who needs more? The only other one I'd want was Zelda. I have GoldenEye and Mario Kart. Those are really the big four I played.
Do you have Dr. Mario on regular Nintendo?
No. I don't have very many regular Nintendo games. I have Mario, Mario 3,
Mario.
Zelda, Blaster Master, Ninja Gaiden. Anyway.
Blaster Master, nice.
Anyways. So, yeah. That's all the big game news. Barnes & Noble took a big hit in the stock market the other day because they're insane. And we have a friend that works at Barnes & Noble, and I gave him a ton of shit yesterday, and it was fun for me, because I keep telling him they should probably start looking for a job. Recently, they said, you know, by the end of the year, they're going to stop making Nooks, especially the color tablet ones, because they're not making any money off it. They're taking a huge loss at it every quarter. But then this quarter, when they had the earnings call, guess what? They're like, we're ramping up. We're going to keep doing that. Even though we keep losing money.
Makes sense. Why not?
We're going down. We might as well throw some gas on the fire, I guess.
That's what
I don't know. Seems crazy. I gave him 2 years. And then Pandora had their earnings call today.
How are they doing? Are they happy, shiny little people?
They are closer to making money, but not close enough, so Wall Street's still pissed. And they're... taking off the 40-hour limit they imposed like a couple months ago, 3 or 4 months ago, as of September 1st, that'll be gone.
Yeah, because people are like, hey, guess what? We can just go to all sorts of other
places. And they think, a lot of people think a huge part of it is with iTunes Music launching, it'll essentially be Pandora, but it'll be free. on all iDevices.
Do you think it's that great?
Do I think it's that great?
Yeah.
I think it's Pandora. And so anyone that uses Pandora would have no reason to, because it'll come installed on their phones.
Fair enough.
That's a pretty big user base. I mean, at least in America, where it'll actually launch.
In America?
I mean, worldwide, it might not be as big, but...
Worldwide.
I don't know. Plus, I know a lot of people that were actually really pissed about the 40 hours. And I think the main reason is, I think once you start playing a song, it counts the whole length of the song, even if you don't listen
even
to it.
Even if you skip it.
Yeah. And so I think that's why a lot of people ran out of their time right away. Does that make sense? You typing a book over there?
Huh?
It's like going crazy. But yeah. Back to
black.
While we're talking about earnings, I guess we'll just... So Beats, you remember Beats?
Beats by Dre.
HTC is like, yo, what up, Beats by Dre? I'm going to invest $100 million in you. I think that's what they invested, right? $100 million or something?
Yeah, it was a lot. It was.
And they're like, we're going to put you in everything and not do anything about it. So that's what they did, but now Beats wants HTC to be out of their business.
Because
they're not getting anything out of it. HTC's a sinking ship. I mean, I don't really think they're sinking. I don't know. I don't think they're doing it. They're going to get bought by Samsung. That won't matter. Why would Samsung buy them? I don't know. You ask a lot of good questions.
No, Samsung's going to buy BlackBerry.
If anyone buys BlackBerry, it's not going to happen. It'd be Windows.
It'd be Microsoft, for sure.
Yeah, Microsoft. That's what I mean when I say Windows.
No, they would be... whatever.
The only one that makes any sense.
I don't even care to talk about that.
Enterprise, that's where it's at.
Right.
And then your phones suck, their phones suck. Might as well get two suckages together.
Does two sucky ones make a good one then?
Two suckies make a left.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but anyway, Beats wants HTC out, and they're still supposedly working on a music service that has never shown up thus far. But who knows? So, last Saturday, Google had a little bit of a hiccup.
Yeah, I heard about it.
They're down for 5 minutes. Apparently, the world went crazy.
What time was it at?
I have no idea, actually.
Maybe it was only Australia that went crazy.
Oh. No, people are Googling stuff all the time. The more impressive part of that, I thought, was actually that was the first time it's been down since 2009.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
For any, like, doesn't matter how big, like, you know, look how much, I don't want to say how much, but Amazon services have crashed.
They just went out the other day.
Did they?
2 days ago.
I didn't hear about that.
You were too busy working.
Sorry. Yeah, let the world know. Randy was too busy working.
No, because it happened during the workday, because I was on Twitter, and everyone's like, is Amazon down? I went to Amazon, and it wouldn't come up, and I was like, huh, how about that? Then I went on with my day.
Maybe that's why they said, like, they sent me an email on Monday, because that's when I was supposed to get Calvin and Hobbes, and they're like, just kidding, we're extending it out until next week. And I'm like, you mother effers. And then I got a notice Monday night that it had shipped.
Did it come today?
It came Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was going to be super pissed if it was going to be extended until next week. I'd have raged.
But yeah. But no, like you said, yeah, and look at Twitter. I mean, the fail whale was a huge thing for a while, right? Granted, they were a lot younger of a service than Amazon or Google. I mean, Apple stuff's going down. It was down this morning, supposedly. iCloud and iMessage and iPhoto Stream. I don't know, there's not an I in front of that one, but still. I put eyes where I want.
I did forget to say one thing quick about, I talked about The Division. There's actually going to be exclusive content for Xbox One for that game, too. I forgot, Gio had sent me some stuff about it. Which seems crazy that that they would make exclusive content for this one console. I'm sure it'll be available.
Like, did you ever play Soul Calibur?
No.
Because it came out on, it was on the GameCube.
Came out on Sega Genesis.
The Xbox, nice. And then the PS2. But each console had its own unique character.
Oh, I mean, it makes sense.
Like Nintendo, you could be Link, obviously. PlayStation, I think, had Darth Vader. And then...
Oh, you're like, I'm buying me a PlayStation.
And then
I'm all about
Vader. All of that. Regardless. But anyway, yeah, I remember what was on the other one. But not that it matters. But... It was interesting. Yeah, no, some games do that, and I guess Microsoft has to be giving them money to do it.
For sure.
Obviously, right? Like, why else would they?
Right.
I don't know. It's not like they have any stake in who, but what. It's the same to them, right?
Right. Yeah, they don't care.
And then back to Google. Google and Waze integration is becoming, well, is about to become more prevalent. Google Maps is getting real-time notifications for, like, traffic. Like, if you use Waze a lot, like, you know, you'll see, like, oh, this popped up. There's a car on the side of the road, or traffic's heavy over here, or there's an accident on this road. So that's going to show up in Google Maps. And then in Waze itself, they're putting in Street View. Like,
oh, nice.
So you can use that.
So they're keeping separate apps then?
Yeah,
still?
But they're just bringing features back and forth from one another. I wonder if eventually they will be just hybrid into one, because why would they continue
why would you manage
support
two separate
two services
apps?
When they're yeah. becoming the same thing?
Nope, that makes sense.
But, I mean, they only bought them like a month ago, right? So, I mean, it happened a while ago, but I mean, it actually went through
that's,
and became
that's
finalized.
Still one of my, I think, one of my favorite acquisitions.
That makes the most sense. I use Waze
and I think it was,
all the time.
I'm glad Google is the one that got them.
Not Apple.
But I think Apple could have used it a lot more than
they
Google.
Just bought today. Actually, I just saw it this afternoon before a little bit before our show. They did just purchase. Or they acquired, purchase same thing, right? A public transit company. Apple did.
Yeah.
Someone that does. I
can't
like think
scheduling
of
scheduling and all that kind
no,
of stuff.
No, like that an app that you know is like, oh, this is when.
Right, like bus
run.
Schedules.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
I can't think of
not
the
like
name of it, but I know it's one of the more popular ones on iOS, at least. Because nobody uses them on Google because they're already built in. Good one.
Sorry, Mike.
Lego World Tower?
World 11 Record? Stories?
It's a little big, huh?
That's sweet. I saw a picture of it.
Yeah, like the guy is like on the with a crane. He's like putting the pieces on. I guess they've been building it for months. They beat the record.
How
by,
many pieces?
I don't remember. I saw the number, but I don't remember what it was.
It was ridiculous.
It was
did
a
they
lot.
Use Duplo blocks? Just kidding.
Maybe for the base.
No, because Duplo blocks aren't very sturdy.
I know, but they're bigger, so.
I get you.
I mean, the pictures were relatively close, but I wonder if they had something around it. I mean, I saw, like,
they had,
good,
guide,
they
wires.
Had guide wires, right. But, I mean, you wouldn't think you could put that right into the Legos, but maybe you could, I guess.
Maybe they built something out of Lego to hold it.
They had crazy designs on them. Like, they've been building them, they said, for, like, 6 months in the classrooms. Like, who paid for all that? It's just some school. The schools can't get enough money to buy books half the time. And they buy all these Legos?
Let's just
Legos
buy a bunch of Legos.
Expensive.
Legos
are
expensive.
What are they
going
to do with them all now? Are they going to leave it up there forever? Do they get to knock it down? Did some kids just start running into it till it fell? Because I feel like that's dangerous.
That would be awesome.
Do they walk around it and like the Tower of Babel?
I would go there.
Right? Or
go
that's
there.
Jericho. You walk around it for 3 days
no,
or whatever.
No, that was Babel.
It was Babel?
Yeah.
Walls of Jericho? What happened there? They just attacked it?
I don't know.
Neither here nor
that's
there.
That's a TV show.
Well, Jericho.
Jericho.
What happened to the... Anyways, back to the Legos.
What are they going to do with all the pieces? Maybe they're going to make a house out of them.
Are they
going
to leave it there?
Probably not. What if a storm comes through and blows it over?
What if a cow runs into it? Why would a cow run into it? I don't know where it is. Maybe it's in a field. That seems like you need a lot of space for something like that.
It's only 11 stories.
Yeah,
11
but
stories
they had all the
tall.
People and the guide wires.
Yeah, I know. I saw them. Guy wires, Mike.
Guy wires?
Not guide.
Guy? That's what I said.
Okay.
Why are they called guy wires?
No, you want me to wiki it?
No, I don't really care.
Neither. Go team.
I don't know. Seems crazy though. What city was it? What state? Delaware?
Hi. I'm in Delaware.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think so. That was a Wayne's World reference.
So anyway, world record. The old record, I think they said it was the first time it was not held by Lego themselves.
Yeah, guess what they're doing right now?
Building a tower.
Yeah. That's what I'd be doing if I was
at
Lego.
Building a Millennium Falcon because they built the X-Wing already.
Or maybe they're building a rocket that'll go into space and they're going to use SpaceX to launch it.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Are you kidding me? Tell me what's his face wouldn't try putting up a Lego rocket.
Well, I mean, he might.
Yeah.
Maybe they're busy recreating Lord of the Rings, the Middle Earth, in all Legos.
Nobody cares about that. Randy, nobody cares.
There's a really cool complete. Did you see it?
I saw it.
The reenactment of the trailer?
Yeah.
I thought you said you didn't look at anything. Lies! Drawn out on tape. You want to go half and half on Anuya?
No.
Okay.
Are you really interested in one?
Kind of. Really, there's just one game that everybody raves about that I want to play.
Which one?
Towerfall?
It's on PC, too.
No, not Towerfall. That's, I mean, is it?
Towerfall.
Is that really what I'm... Maybe that's
with
not the,
like,
right
the
one.
Little guy cast. No, I'm thinking Castle Quest.
Yeah. Is it called Towerfall? No, I have to Google it.
Can anybody who's listening tell us? Is it Towerfall?
Towerfall, Anuya. It is Towerfall. Towerfall.
Towerfall. Oh, that's... Yeah. I do remember seeing that. We talked about that one.
Yeah, probably, because it's the only game that's supposedly any good.
Yeah.
Is it worth $100? $50. That's why we go half. Because it's a multiplayer.
Except,
game.
How do you decide who plays it? Right,
it's
of course
a multiplayer
I'm gonna keep,
game.
Oh, of course, I'm going to keep it at my place.
Keep it here. I don't care. I have a key.
This guy.
Anyways, I don't have any other news. Do you have any other news?
No.
Mike, I just told you I don't have anything from this week.
No. Yeah, I really don't have anything.
It's a quiet week. Oh, gold iPhones, gold on the ceiling. Unless you want to talk about that.
No. Unless you want to.
iPhone 5C stands for color.
Oh.
Stands for choices. Stands for...
crap.
Oh, nah, I didn't even see that coming. Wait. There's something crazy about a Samsung Galaxy something. Eh, whatever. Thanks for listening.
I'm Randy Orvis. Just kidding.
That's funny because that's what I thought in my head. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
So.
Follow us on social media. Like, subscribe,
Go Google us.
Like, subscribe, share. Facebook. Twitter. Tumblr.
Are you interested in some ad space? We average roughly 150 listens per podcast. For a 10-minute ad.
10 minutes?
I don't know. Just saying.
That's a long ad.
I know. But guess what? It's $5 a minute.
$50.
Right? That seems legit.
Deal.
All right. Want to propose to your girlfriend? $5.
Anyways.
Our services are for sale.
You can also email us if you want to go... with something like that at fans@bleedgeek.com.
Or give us a call at 406-794-3357.
That's correct.
You're like, Randy hasn't said it in a long time. He's probably going to get it
no,
wrong.
No, because you did it like in weird breaks in my head.
406-794.
You can follow us individually on things. I'm at Mike037.
I am at the Crandall.
Yeah, that's all we got.
That's all we got. Thanks for listening.
I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.